Welcome back to the Hide the Thrill Wars podcast. We review horror movies and horror franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Hellion.
And today we have come together to rank all the movies in the Conjuring franchise from our worst to our best. Tawan, you're up first. What's in your ninth spot?
Annabelle is my worst of the Conjuring universe. Is definitely my least like of all the movies. I remember seeing this one around the time it came out, and I was completely bored the entire time watching the movie. And the ending was not good to me. And once we, you know, get a little more in the Annabelle movies, especially the second one, it just goes to show how much worse this one is in comparison. And I think out of everything for The Conjuring, this might be the worst one.
Elian, what's in your ninth spot?
La Llorona. I feel like they didn't do a good job depicting La Llorona, but on top of that, it was just, I don't think it was written in a good way, I would say. There were some open questions in the film and some, how do I say this? And some scenes that weren't really needed or like there was no point of. But on top of that, the antagonist, which is obviously La Llorona, didn't scare me at all. Like when we saw the ending scene, just like she looked tacky, basically, in my opinion.
And my ninth spot will also be The Curse of La Llorona because it just felt very cultural appropriation-y and wasn't true to the lore, kind of felt offensive. So it's at number 9 for me. But at number eight for me would be The Nun because it was just boring. I have nothing else to say about it. Like, The Nun was really boring to me. I did not enjoy that at all. What about you, Tawan? What's in your 8th spot?
Number 8 for me is going to be The Curse of La Llorona. I thought this one was not really a good addition to the franchise as a whole. And then also they tried to, you know, step away from it being a part of the franchise while also including people from the franchise within the movie. It's like, what do you, like, make up your mind. They knew what they were trying to do with this one and they just really failed the mark. Now, I'm not of, like, any Latino, like, descent or anything, but I know of the story. And it also just didn't make sense for this story to be in L.A. of all the places. It should have been in, like, Mexico or like, a Spanish-speaking country. But they know that most U.S. audiences don't want to read subtitles. So it's probably why they didn't do that and, you know, put it in L.A., Linda Cardellini was great, but the movie was not much to go off of, and the scares were not that good. Michael Chavez was on my list because of this one, but he's slightly not on this on there as much anymore.
Elian, what's in your 8th spot?
My 8th spot was The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It.
No reason why.
I'm trying to think of what I could say. It's because I had an expectation of it because, like we said in the previous podcast, I was hoping it was going to be like in a way of a documentary. Like they were trying to, you know, be a little bit different from like original Conjuring, like the original Conjuring series, but it wasn't giving, in my opinion. I did enjoy it, but not enough to watch it again. That's all I could say.
What's in your 7th spot?
7th spot is Annabelle Comes Home. Actually, can I retract? Instead of The Conjuring Made Me Do It as my 8th, it'd be my 7th. Annabelle Comes Home is number 8. And the reason why Annabelle Comes Home is that I don't know if you guys remember the scene about the werewolf. I was like, what does this have to do with anything?
I think it was just set up. They're like, we're cool. We have other monsters we can fight.
That's the thing. It's just like, it didn't make sense. So I would say that Annabelle Comes Home is my number 8. And then number 7th is The Conjuring Movie. The Devil Made Me Do It.
Well, for me, my number 7 will be Annabelle. Plain and simple, that movie was boring. And for it to be an Annabelle movie, there was no Annabelle. And why would that black lady have to die to keep those white people safe? Like, okay. Tuan, what's in your 7th spot?
My number 7 would have to be The Nun, the first one. That one was just kind of overall a bit boring to me. I like the setting of it, but I don't think they really, you know, brought it home with the, you know, the whole, like, movie as a whole. The story was kind of eh. And if you listen to our last episode where we discussed The Nun 2, I know I said the story is kind of the same, but whatever, however they kind of went about the screenplay and the script for the first one, I didn't really have as much of the same issues with the second one, even though it still was, like, pretty derivative. And also just didn't really care for any other of the characters in this one, which was really only Sister Irene and the father, who I forgot his name. Sister Irene was fine, but the father, like, sub-story or backstory and everything was not really giving me much of anything to care for him as much. So I will give this to the... I'll give my number 7 slot to The Nun.
Well, for me, number 6 is The Nun 2. It's number 6 and it's not lower on the list because, again, it's... Like I said in our last podcast, it's a good movie, but it felt repetitive. But it's better than the first one. It improved on things from the first one, but it still felt like the first one. So for me, The Nun 2 is at number 6. But what about you, Elion? What's your number 6?
My number 6 goes Annabelle. Though I had some... Give me a second. I don't know how to explain. And I have a reason. I'll give you a moment.
Annabelle's, you don't need an explanation.
I know, but still. No, it's not that I don't have an explanation. It's like I'm trying to put it into words. That's the thing. For me, Annabelle was interesting. I will say that. It's interesting. I didn't like the fact that, you know, like, I thought this woman, like, what was her name again that sacrificed herself? I forgot her name.
Me too. I just call her the black lady because I forgot her name.
The black lady. Okay. The black lady. Like, I thought she was going to, like, I thought there was going to be more plot to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On top of that, let's see what else. I mean, I enjoyed that Doja made a little appearance. Good for her. We love that. It wasn't, and it's not on my 6 because, like, even though I didn't mind it, like, rewatching it because I actually would watch it again. It's not like it's not gonna be my top one. It was just more of like the story was boring.
Juan, what about you? What's in your 6th spot?
My number 6 spot is Annabelle Comes Home. While I, you know, still, you know, it's kind of mid-tier on my list. That's kind of what it is, though. This movie was just very, like, mediocre. There wasn't a lot go around here. And it really felt like filler content. I know I've kind of set that a lot with some of these movies, but this one really felt like filler and just a reason to, you know, give us another story. That, you know, the writers came up with, because the only thing that was going for this movie was just them giving us these new, like, deities, demons, whatever, objects to kind of go off of that they could probably do spinoffs with. And it's funny because none of them landed. We don't have any new spinoffs. We're still with The Nun and The Conjuring. So, I mean, that just kind of goes to show you what happened.
What's in your 5th spot, Juan?
My fifth spot is The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. It is definitely my least favorite of the mainline three Conjuring movies so far. It just didn't give me the same like feeling as the other two. And I know they were trying to like break away from it just being a like haunted house movie with the family and everything. But I think with those ones, it made like the way James Wan went about them is they made us kind of connect with the family a bit before we actually got to what was happening. And in this one, while, you know, the opening was really good, it's kind of like we were at the end of of the other two Conjuring movies, and then we went into a new story with the Devil Made Me Do It. And we didn't have any connection to the family before we got to that, before everything like started happening. And also, you know, we got a new director here, new writers and stuff. And I don't think they really kind of honed it in as much. I thought that Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson were good as always, but everything else with them, this one was kind of, pretty like just fair for a Conjuring movie. I wouldn't rewatch it, but if it was on, I probably wouldn't turn it off.
And for me, my fifth spot is The Conjuring. I think it's a slow, kind of boring start to the franchise. It sets up a lot of stuff, but I don't know. I feel like we didn't have enough time with that family. It just really went from a couple shots and then like, boom. And the dad was kind of not really involved in it for me, but I kind of got it. He was a truck driver. He was away. It was the 70s. It happens, but I just feel like this was a boring kickoff to a franchise. What about you, Elion? What's in your fifth spot?
My fifth spot is Annabelle Creation, just because, like, I put it in, basically in the medium because there were some scenes that were, like, very, like, gory, and like when I say gory, I mean like I was kind of like it creeped me out. And one scene specifically was when, you know, like the little girl was sitting on doing her little tea party, and then later on it just cripples and just like cracks. You hear all the cracks and everything like that, and the screams, and you see this big demonic figure which like terrified the shit out of me. They did a good I enjoyed the storyline too. It was just like, the thing is, was like, for me, I didn't enjoy the ending as much, which puts it in number five. Like, that's what kind of like put me in like an even spot with this film. Like, I really enjoyed the plot and the scenes that they offered, but at the same time, I was like, I wish they did more at the ending.
And for me, at my number four spot, I have Annabelle Comes Home. I feel like, in this rewatch, during this rewatch, this is my first time watching any of the Annabelle movies. So I found a newfound appreciation for Annabelle movies, and it's over The Conjuring, because I feel like if this is gonna be the new like focal point of where the franchise is gonna go, it introduced a lot to us.
It ain't go nowhere. I'm sorry.
It still can go somewhere. That's the point. If this is gonna be the new, this could be the new, like, this is where we're going from here. This is our refresh, our refocusing of the franchise. That's how I see it. I enjoy it, and I also love Ed and Lorraine. I love seeing their daughter more involved. I enjoy it more than The Conjuring. But as we reach our final four, Tuan, what's in your fourth spot?
I just gotta say, that's a crazy take. But I will put, this might be crazy for you, The Nun 2 is my number four right now. I thought it was definitely better than the first one, and I liked the story a bit more, which, as I mentioned, yes, it's derivative of the first one a good amount, but I think Akilah Cooper probably did a little better when it came to the screenplay of this one and how everything went about, as opposed to the first movie. And the performances, they were good. I like Storm Reid. I like Tyza Farmiga. All the performances and everything were good here. And they had some good, like, scare sequences in this one also that, you know, had, like, good payoffs to them.
Elian, what's your fourth spot?
Mine is The Nun, number one. I have, to be honest, I don't remember much of The Nun. I just know I did enjoy it, but yeah. That's all I can say. I don't remember it. I just know I preferred it over the other ones.
Well, what's in your third spot?
The Nun 2. I enjoyed it because it had a better story. I enjoyed the story, just the plot more, just like Tuan said. I had a more enjoyable time watching this film, as well as like the characters within it, specifically Sister Deborah. She was still my OG. I love her. I keep forgetting the actress's name. Can someone remind me?
Storm Reid.
Oh, Storm Reid. She had me. That's what I just liked it. And that's all. That's why she's in this movie's in number four, just because of her. I like, none of that. I enjoyed the story as well, but she gave me life.
And my third spot is The Devil Made Me Do It, simply because it was. I liked the new take they were going for with The Devil Made Me Do It. It was, they had the trial mixed in, and then they had the cult mixed in. It felt ambitious. It wasn't just a straightforward, like, this family's being possessed. There were a lot of different elements going on. Yeah, I had some problems with the direction. I didn't fully enjoy the execution, but I like this the same way, the same reason I like Annabelle Comes Home. It opens the door to something new. But that's me. Come on, what's in your third spot?
My third spot will be going to the first Conjuring movie. You know, it kind of sets us up for everything that we get to come with the rest of the franchise. And it's like, just still a good, like, overall just, like, horror movie. And it's, like, overall still a good horror movie. The jump scares are still, like, effective to this day. Like, I don't even know, like, I know what's coming, but, like, they're still, like, good, like, scares. This is also one of those movies that I feel like if you know someone who hasn't seen it, it's always one of those, like, oh, let's watch this one, because, you know, a lot of people, like, I feel like it's a good, like, gateway horror, kind of. Like, this is, like, a really good, like, gateway horror movie for some people who might be interested. And, you know, it's just held up really good.
Well, keep it going. What's in your second spot?
Number two for me is going to be Annabelle Creation. Annabelle Creation is, you know, one of the best in the franchise. And especially coming after the first Annabelle, I had, like, no thoughts of what I thought this movie was going to be. But once I saw the director for it, and I know I love his other stuff, I was, like, in it. And when I actually saw the movie, I was very impressed. Like, it did a total 180 of what we got in the original, what we got in the original Annabelle movie. And it was, like, it was definitely for the better. The scares were better. This had a good story. It actually, you know, gave us the backstory of Annabelle, which is, like, this should have been the first one instead of what we got. But, you know, we got the first one so that we could get this one, and this was the better one, so I'm glad that we got it anyway. So, Annabelle Creation, my number two.
Oh, for me, Annabelle Creation's also my number two. You know, this was the Annabelle story I thought we were getting originally, but we didn't. This movie, this movie should have been the first Annabelle movie. It had the scares, it had the story, it had the acting, had the direction. Like, that scene with that girl in the wheelchair where she's just thrown into the barn, like, I would have been scared. Like, I was scared watching. Like, this was a good movie. Elian, what's your number two?
My number two is The Conjuring. My reasoning for The Conjuring being the number two is just like it's the first one in the whole series, like the whole like the franchise. But on top of that, it's just like I enjoyed like how all these films started with this film. But aside from like, you know, the appreciation, like just because it's the first film, I just enjoyed the progression of how these films became. But the story wise, I enjoyed it because it was one of these, because every horror film was just all the same and all that stuff. I'm not gonna lie. And The Conjuring, like when I first saw it, I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. Like it kept me engaged compared to like the movies that were out during that time. So for me, it's like I quite enjoyed the story plot. I enjoyed not only that, I enjoyed the actors that they hired for this film. Like they did such a good job, and we were introduced to Ed and Lorraine Warren. But not only that, but also their cases. Because even though like they were like popular people, it was just more like I didn't even know about them until this film came out, and then I didn't even realize about like all these investigations they made or like they've done. So I felt like it just, you know, opened me up to what other like to another perspective, not another perspective, like it showed me something new, if that makes sense.
Well, if my calculations are correct, I think we all might have the same number one. But to be sure, Elion, what's in your first spot?
The Conjuring 2, it was like one of the fucking best films.
Same.
They did such a
Same.
fucking they did such a good job on it.
Yeah,
That's all I'd
Conjuring
say.
2 is also The Conjuring 2 is also in my number one spot. It was The scares were there, the story was there. The it being set in like in England, that just made it just gave it more of a like a gothic feel. I enjoyed Billy the Ghost. I thought he was pretty funny. No, I enjoyed it. And then that scene where the cops are there and then the shit starts to happen and they're like, you know what, we're gone. We're done. This isn't for
Mine
us.
was the
We're
crooked
leaving.
man. Oh, that thing that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
The beginning didn't scare me with the dog part. It was more of like when Ed was in that little in the said little tent, and when he looks up, you see him. I was like, oh hell no, that scared the shit out of me.
But
But
what about
I
you?
enjoyed. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say like the cast was amazing, but it was also like how they directed the film. It, I don't, and but on top of that, at least this in this film, we actually got to feel connected with the family over like some of like a majority of the franchise. We just felt like we were just there. You know what I mean?
Yep. But what about you, Tuan? What are your reasons for having Conjuring 2 as your number one?
Yeah, it just really. It just really like brought and like I feel like the best of what we got with these movies, and it built upon like a really good foundation we had with the first Conjuring movie, and also gave us like Valak. And you know, Valak is good and like the nun and everything with you know the scenes they ever, but Valak's best scene is still in The Conjuring 2 when the Ed and Lorraine's daughter spots her in the hallway, and we have that whole sequence with Lorraine in there, like in Ed's study with like the painting. That's still like one of the best like sequences with Valak as like a whole, and it came across like very well. And just like how I mentioned with The Conjuring 1 or the first one, this is also one that like you know you could give a rewatch to and get like gateway horror for people who might be interested.
There you have it, folks. That's our ranking for the Conjuring universe. We have come to an end of another franchise review. We're still working on our next franchise review. We haven't fully knocked it down yet, but we still have more horror movies to come. And speaking of more horror movies to come, you can join me next week as I'm joined by the recurring guest host and YouTuber Deadeye, as we once again review a horror movie based off a horror video game, Five Nights at Freddy's. Good night.
You can end it. I'm gonna go cry tonight. If you like this episode, please check out the Haddonfield Horror Podcast from big series like Friday the 13th, Halloween, and Saw, or our one-off reviews like The Blackening and Hereditary. You can follow Haddonfield Horrors on Instagram and TikTok, where the host posts updates and mini-reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms and YouTube. If you're listening to us on YouTube, please like and subscribe. The Haddonfield Horror Podcast is produced by Mark Smart,
Maria Perez,
Juan Griffin, and Elian Cordova, themed by Lethal Injection and edited by Mark Smart.
The Haddonfield Horrors Podcast is a Letters 2 Media production.
Should we do an intro?